Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. That's right, tell everybody, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And the first thing we're going to do is talk NBA sports. Well, the Western Conference had already been decided by the Golden State Warriors. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 5 games. They let Dallas win 1 game, and they won 4 games. So they ended up winning the Western Conference Championship. And now they're waiting for the winners of the Eastern Conference Championship to play in the NBA Championship Final. And the Eastern Conference was won by the Boston Celtics. They will return back to the championship arena again after not being in the championship for about 25 years, because that was the way the Lakers were putting it down. So now the Boston Celtics are going to have a chance to play for the world championship again. They beat the Miami Heat in Game 7 of the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. So now we have the Boston Celtics playing against the Golden State Warriors for the NBA Finals Championship Series. Now this is the best of 7, and the first game will play sometime tomorrow. Is that right, DJ Papa D? Game 1 of the playoffs for the championship series between the East and the West is going to be tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. That's Wednesday, June 1st.
No, actually, no. The first game of the finals is on Thursday, June 2nd.
Oh, okay. Thursday will be the first game where we'll see Boston playing against the Golden State Warriors. All right. Well, Thursday it is. So we're looking forward to Thursday night when we see the first game of Boston being in the championship playoffs again after about 25 years of them not appearing in the championship series. Now, Golden State has been in the championship within the last 10 years. They've won 3 of the championships within the last 10 years. So they've been there, and they've done that, and they are the defending favorites. So we will wait and see what happens on Thursday, the 2nd of June, for the first game of the NBA Finals between the Boston Celtics, the champions of the Eastern Conference, and the Golden State Warriors, the champions of the Western Conference, will do battle to see who's going to be the NBA champions. They will play game one on Thursday, June 2nd. So let them do battle, and we'll see who's going to represent the NBA in the championship. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report. Now it's time for G-Money's News Report. Well, guess what? Pelosi's husband, Mr. Pelosi, got arrested last night for drinking and driving. That's right. He blew .085, which is above the legal limit for him to be drinking and driving. And he was arrested last night and taken in for drinking and driving behind the wheel. So I know his wife is going to be totally embarrassed because she's the Speaker of the House, and her husband was out drinking with the fellas and didn't take a limo home, didn't take a taxi. He decided to drive home on his own and got pulled over and arrested for drinking and driving. Well, even the best of them can go to jail if they break the law. So Mr. Pelosi will do some time in jail after he goes to court for drinking and driving. All right, well, that's G Money's news report for today. Now it's time for us to take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happens, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support. And if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. Take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here.
Oh,
She says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking. And she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the ultimate storyteller. And I've recorded a story for my listening audience. So take your time, sit back, get some popcorn, get some peanuts or some potato chips, and get you something to drink. Get a cool Kool-Aid, or get a beer, or get a glass of wine, or even get some champagne if you want to, and sit back and listen as I'm going to tell you a real interesting story about a time in my life when I was doing stuff. So, it may be funny, it may be dangerous, it may be comical, it may be stunning, but it'll be definitely entertaining. So sit back and listen as I tell you the story about some time in my life. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Hey,
one day I was in a game. I was playing, and I was playing right field. And I was playing against my buddy's team, a guy that I grew up with. He always had aspirations of playing pro ball. And he played on all of the adult teams as we were growing up. He was always playing on somebody's team somewhere. When I got a chance to play against him, I was really excited. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. And so they put me in right field. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So I was playing in right field, even though I'm a ball player, but the coaches didn't really know that. So they put me in right field, and we were playing in a game against my buddy's team. DeWitt is his name. That's his last name. I don't remember his first name. But DeWitt was a ball player. He played second base on all the adult teams that he ever played for. He was an infielder, and he was real fast, and he was real sharp with the baseball. He could make catch grounders. He could catch fly balls. He was a good athlete. So he got up to bat, and I'm playing right field. And he hit a line drive to right field that hit the ground in front of me, and it was rolling toward me, and I'm running up for the ball, and I watched DeWitt. He goes around first base, and he turns in, and I'm like, oh, he's legal game now, and then he keeps running, and I say, oh, I know he's not going to try to run on me. He knows better. I'm a gun him. I'm going to get him at second base. I'm going to gun his ass. I'm going to get him. And I'm thinking, yep, I'm going to run up on the ground ball, and I'm going to scoop it up, and I'm going to throw a shot to second base, and I'm going to get him because he knows better than to run on his arm because I'm an outfielder, and he knows I know how to play the game. But because he knew I was in the outfield, he was going to challenge me. And I'm like, you don't challenge me, boy. I'm good. I'm going to get you if you try to run on this arm. And I turned, and I ran up to scoop the ball up, and I was running. And I went down to scoop the ball up, and I came up with the ball expecting to throw him out at second base. And I missed the ball. The ball rolled right under my glove and kept rolling. And so I had to stop running, turn around, and run the ball down. And he turns second base, and he sees that I missed the ball. So he runs to third base, and he turns third base like he's going to get an inside the park home run. Well, I pick up the ball, and I hit my cutoff man. I hit the first baseman right in the chest. Pow! I hit him with a straight shot from right field because I got a gun, and they know I can throw the ball. And I threw it and hit him, and the first baseman turns and throws it to the plate, and DeWitt saw the ball get to the plate before he could actually run down the third base line. And he realized that he couldn't score on me. So he turned around and ran back to third base. So he took a triple. He took like a triple for that. Yes, you like that, huh? Yeah. So he took a triple out of what should have been a ground out. I should have thrown his ass out at second base. But he got away with getting to third base. So he took a stand-up triple on me because I missed the ball. Yes. And then somebody got up and hit a base hit, and he scored. So that was one run that they got that they shouldn't have gotten. I should have gunned him at second base because when he came around first base, he should have got gunned because he should have known better. You don't run to second on a ground ball to right field. No, the right fielder scoops the ball up and throws a shot to second base, and the second baseman tags the runner out. It's that easy. But because I missed the ball, I went down and I came up, and I should have went down with two hands with my glove and my bare hand, and I should have caught the ball, but I didn't. It rolled under my glove, and it just kept rolling. And I realized I missed the ball, and I turned around and ran it down. And then I got the ball, and I threw a shot to the first baseman because he was standing by the pitcher's mound because the play was at the plate. And he was my cutoff man, so he had his arms up in the air waiting on my throw. And I threw a shot from right field all the way and hit him in the chest. And he caught the ball with his glove, and he turned and threw it to the catcher, and they stopped DeWitt from scoring. They made DeWitt run back to third base, and that's what happened on that play. And I was embarrassed. I talked to DeWitt after the game. He was like, yeah, boy, you thought you was going to get me. And I'm saying, you know you don't run on this arm, buddy. And he said, I got a temple on that arm. And I'm like, yeah, I've made an error, and you got the third on my error. But that don't happen often. In fact, that hasn't happened again since then. And I was just really disappointed because I wanted to gun him down. When I saw him turn the corner, I was like, oh, he's got to go. I got to get him. He can't stay. He can't run around first base and go to second on a ground ball. No, that doesn't happen. Not in big league ball. Maybe in little league it happens. But when you're playing big league, you're playing with grown men, you don't make mistakes like that. He should have been gunned. I should have threw him out with him trying to go to second base on a ground ball to right field. Come on now. If he had hit a ground ball to left field or a ground ball to center field, then he might be able to take second base. But not to right field. He don't take second base. But he must have thought I was sorry because I was playing in right field. And I already told you that's where they put the sorry players. They put them in right field. So everybody was, you know, expecting me to be a mess up. And his team really thought I was going to be a mess up because I was playing in right field. So when he hit the ball, I think he hit it directly to right field, thinking that he was going to run to second. He had already rounded first, and he didn't even slow down. He just took off running. And that way, I could tell that he wasn't interested in slowing down. He was taking the base all the way. And the fact that I made a mistake and missed the ball, it rolled under my glove, and he kept running. He rounded second base, and when he saw I didn't have the ball, he ran to third. And he had nerve to even turn third base like he was going to score, like he was going to run an in-the-park home run. He thought he was going to get one on me, and that wasn't happening. So I told him, that ain't happening on me. You don't run on me anyway, but you got a break. because I missed the ball today. I was in too much of a hurry to get him because I knew it was him. And when he turned first base, I was like, oh, I'm getting your butt. I'm gunning you down. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting you. So you ain't running to second base on me. Not even. Not a chance. I'm going to gun you down. And I got a little excited, and I rushed the ball, and it went under my glove, and I scooped it, but I missed the ball. And so it rolled into the outfield. So I had to turn around and chase it down. And then I got the ball, and I threw it out. I threw the ball to the infield, to the first baseman, who was standing on the mound with his hands up, talking about, hit me, I'm here, I'm here, I'm your cutoff man. And I'm like, I know who the cutoff man is. And I threw the ball, and we got the cutoff.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I say, I'm gonna do
since the day I was born.
Money.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay.
Money. I'm J Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I said,
get money.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody to look at my social media platforms and look at the jokes that I recorded for your listening pleasure. Go to TikTok platform and listen to the jokes that I recorded on TikTok for your laughing pleasure. And then go to G Money the Pimp Comic and listen to my Instagram platform and listen to the stories and the songs that I recorded on Instagram and the rants that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then go to G Money the Pimp Comics Twitter page and listen to the jokes and the stories and the songs that I recorded on Twitter for your listening pleasure. And then go to G Money Pimp Comic YouTube page and listen to the jokes and the stories and the music that I recorded on YouTube for your listening pleasure. And then go to SoundCloud and look under G Money the Pimp Comic and listen to the music that I recorded on SoundCloud for your listening pleasure. And then, once you've gone through all of the social media platforms, then go to my website, www.storytimewithgmoney.com. And pull up the menus. The first menu you'll pull up will be blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. That's my radio show where I've had 780 radio shows that you can listen to the stories and the jokes and the music that I play on the show for your listening pleasure. And then you go to the menu where it says Fan Club, and you can sign up as a Fan Club member with your name, your address, your phone number, and your date of birth. And with that information, we can recognize you on your special day, on your birthday. We can acknowledge your birthday for a special how do you do on your special day. We can make an announcement to the world that it's your birthday and we're recognizing your birthday. And then you can go to the stories platform and you can pull up all of the story albums that I recorded for your listening pleasure. That's right. I've recorded 19 story albums that are about an hour and a half long of different stories that I tell about situations in my lifetime that you can pull up, you can record them, and you can listen to them with your family and friends. Some of the stories are funny. Some of them are serious. Some of them are exciting. But all of them are thrilling stories that you can enjoy with your friends and your family. And the stories are for sale for just $20 for an hour and a half of good stories. And then you can go to the menu and you can pull up my comedy album. I have 200 jokes and stories on my comedy album that you can pull up and you can buy the comedy album for $10 and you can have 200 joke collection of stories that I recorded for your listening pleasure. And then you go to the last menu, which is the music menu, and I have 5 music albums with about 10 songs on each album that I've recorded. I'm the writer and the director and the producer and the singer and the rapper on those songs. So they're available for you to listen to and hear my groove thing as I get on with my country western style music, with my R&B music, and with my rap and hip-hop music. It's all recorded for your listening pleasure. And remember, I wrote all of the songs for your listening pleasure. So you can pull up each song and listen to it and get your groove on listening to my music. Well, it ain't my music. It's just my lyrics. But the music sounds good with the lyrics that I wrote to go with the music. And you can listen to all the albums. That's 50 songs, 10 songs per album. And it's 5 albums full of songs telling stories and entertaining you with music. As I tell the stories, as I'm rapping and singing, keeping you in the mood to be grooving like you do when you're in the club partying. All right, and I think that's the last menu. Yep, the music menu is the last menu for you to listen to the songs and the stories that I recorded. So, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and you can go to Facebook and you can listen to the ads that I run on Facebook with a lot of interesting information. I have a club that you can pull up and you can listen to. It's X Nubia 5. .com is the website /REF/8866 and you can register under me and you can get credit and earn points for registering with the website. Again, it's X Nubia 5 www.facebook.com/REF/8866, and you can get points and you can earn money if you register with the website. So I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, it's back to the radio show, and enjoy it. I'll be doing birthday shout-outs in a little bit, so enjoy the rest of the show. All right, DJ, back to the radio show, and we'll be back for more in a minute.
A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottles. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottles. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottles. So they lost their money.
Mm-hmm.
I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around, and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance, and they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up, and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year in 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I think the clock on the wall is about to say that's all. It's time for me to move out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? But before I go, I want to say, I want to wish happy birthday to all of the friends and fans that follow my show, my radio show. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any fans that we want to recognize their birthdays today on May 31st, the last day of the month of May?
Yes, we do. Happy birthday to Tanya Arnold. Happy birthday to Jonathan J.J. McDaniel. Happy birthday to Jordan Cooper, who is 58 years old today. Happy birthday to Kim Stafford. Happy birthday, Terrence Dumas, who is a Q and who is 55 years old today. Happy birthday to Valeria Gates. Happy birthday to Tawaya Tawaya. Happy birthday to Stephanie Adkins, who's 43 years old today. Happy birthday, Theodore Viron Reed, who is 52 years old today. Happy birthday, Lawrence Price, who is 66 years old today. And happy birthday, Valerie Coleman, who's 58 years old today. Happy birthday, Everett E. Stein II. Happy birthday to Terrence the Legacy Sims, who's 47 years old today. Happy birthday to Livia Hall Felix. Happy birthday to Kojo McCallum, who is 51 years old today. Happy birthday, Cliff Bailey, who is 67 years old today. Happy birthday to David Taylor. Happy birthday, Alfred S. Chandler, Jr. And last but not least, happy birthday to Gary Hogans. And happy birthday to everyone else whose birthday is today, May 31st, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on the last day of the month of May, right before we get into summer vacation. I know that was a good time of year for everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. That means school was about to be out, and you were going to be on vacation after you had your birthday. So you're lucky because you didn't get no birthday licks, or did you? If you were still in school, you still got beat up on your birthday. Life is tough, boy. I'm telling you, sometimes you can get away and sometimes you can't. But it's your special day, so I'm wishing you the best on your special day, the last day of the month of May, right, the day after Memorial Day. where they're celebrating for all of those that died for our freedom in the United States of America. So, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday on the last day of the month of May. And I want to sing you a happy birthday song, because I hope you get some today, you know. I mean, really, you got some girlfriends or some boyfriends. I hope you get some, you know. I mean, you know, some cake or some candy or some pie or some ice cream, you know, something like that. Oh, yeah. But for your birthday, I want to wish you happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more as you live in the grace of the good Lord, that he blesses you every day for you to get up and get on and live in this world that he provided you life for. May you be blessed, and may your friends and your loved ones treat you with the greetings that God has blessed you with as you're alive and breathing on your birthday. So, I want to say, make sure you get some, and make sure you invite me, because it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I'm here, and I'm ready to visit. All you got to do is give me a call, and I'll be on the first jet to your party. That's how we do it. I'm bringing my paddle, too, because I'm a Sigma, and I'm bringing my paddle with me, because it's a whooping day for you, because it's your birthday, and I got to get some birthday licks in. Oh, yeah, I ain't too old to give out a whooping. Now, remember, it's your birthday, and you're going to get some lickings. Oh, it's your birthday, and you're going to get some whoopings. It's your birthday. You got to get some to get some. It's a special day for you. Happy birthday to you. To all my Phi Beta Sigma brothers and all of the other Greek brothers, happy birthday to you. And to all my Zeta sorority sisters, happy birthday to you, sisters. And to all the other Greek sisters, happy birthday to you. As today is the last day of the month, and may you enjoy the rest of the year as we go into summer vacation. And it's almost time for summer break. So, you can go and travel around the country to go to summer parties, like the summer party in Florida, or the party in Georgia, or the party in California, or the party in Las Vegas. You can travel all over the world and come to the party, because that's what we do. We celebrate the parties for the summertime, and you have a good time because it's your special day. Happy birthday to you. All right, I want to play one last song before we get out of here, and it's called Old School Flow. No, back it up. Sorry, DJ, I don't want to play Old School Flow. I want to play I'm a Comedian from L.A., and I work from Diego to the Bay. Yeah, let them hear that song as we celebrate their birthdays for the last day of the month of May. And then we shall pray.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right. And I did it real big. And then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall. And then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show, 'cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
All right, let us pray.
Mm-hmm.
talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us
as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together, among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
I love all the girls in my world. They make me the man that I am.
And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. Got dressed, went outside. Took my Mustang 65. That's my ride. That's my ride. My Mustang 65. And I rolled on.
My Mustang was shot. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was cold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheel, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, cause I taught them one-on-one. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama, I love my dad, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, I only have one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
G Money's a pimp. God's plan makes a man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pimp. Call me the big pimp. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right, that's right.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm Dream Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. K can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody.